Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yes, we love this part of the show. It's the Vibe Check. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Yeah. In.
I'm those tasty vibes. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. Where's all our friends at, Breezy? Some of them are knocking early this morning.
Yes, they are. Where are they? What are they doing? What are the vibes? Let's see here. We have Veronica here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high because today I'm going to look at a house and potentially put my first offer in. Not to say I'll get it, but...
We're pulling for you.
It's my first one, so I'm excited.
Well, listen, Veronica, just bring an extra $350,000 in cash with you, just in case.
My friend bought a house yesterday. I'm so happy for her.
Oh, yeah? Where?
North Winton.
But that's where kind of I want to go, too.
Yeah, it's a really nice house. Really nice.
Is she single, or did she do it with a significant other?
Yeah, she's single.
So, yeah.
Well, she's not single, but she's dating someone, but they're not married, and she bought it alone. Yes.
She did buy it alone. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's a very cute house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, Papa.
I love
she's been
North
looking
Wind.
For a couple years now, so, yeah, I'm happy for
yeah,
her.
See, I got frustrated and got an apartment. I was so emotionally abused at that point.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not doing this. Thank you.
That was the final straw, was that house in Fairport. On the market for $190, sold for $398. I said, I'm done.
had to begrudgingly take it off his background.
Yeah.
His phone.
I'm telling you, I was trying.
It
would have been
a little weird if you kept it.
I listen.
Someone else's house.
When I went to the showing, I fell in love with this house. In love with it. I took a picture of it.
It didn't even have a garage.
And I set it as a screensaver on my phone. As weird as some of you may think that is.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in manifesting.
And you manifested wrong. Because we didn't get the house.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's all right. He goes, it's still my background. So.
Sometimes things don't work out for a reason. And you got to be grateful for that.
You run into someone in Fairport. They're like, hey man, why is my house your phone back on.
So I bought this house for $400,000 and I have no money and can't eat.
But at least
grand opening,
house.
Grand closing.
Yeah. Who else is here? Olivia's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are sky high. Feeling good today because I'm listening to my two favorite people and getting ready for work.
Aww.
Who?
Oh, who are you listening to?
Suzanne and Sandy.
I feel so bad.
So good.
I didn't realize yesterday, Spizzano broke his ribs, and
yeah,
I went from behind
punched him. Punched him in the ribs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, I thought he was going to start spitting up blood.
Yeah.
He broke his ribs 2 weeks ago.
That's
I didn't realize.
That's a great lesson to just not touch people.
Yeah, it really is. But you know what? I've been touching Scott for so many years it's just our thing.
Ooh. Okay. Maybe we don't mention that.
And that's why he didn't even get mad at me. He's like, no, it's okay, man. You didn't know.
Scott and I haven't been able to keep our hands off each other for years.
Since 02.
Okay. Jill's like, okay, this is
fun. All right, yeah.
What about you, Vibes?
Well, I feel a lot better than I did yesterday.
Good.
Popped a melatonin before bed.
Amazing.
And I got as much sleep as I possibly can. So the headache's gone. I don't have as much of a sore throat. Breezy and I had our field day yesterday for the company picnic. And we played games. And it was kind of a struggle. To be there.
Yeah,
as
really
nice
was.
As it was outside, I didn't want to drink beer. I needed to lay down.
You did drink beer, though.
I had one, yeah.
I don't know how people can just, like, drink in the middle of the day like that and then go back to work.
What's one? What's one?
Why?
You just don't see the
but
point unless
one?
You're going to get
but
drunk.
Why one?
You see, I don't
yeah.
get people like
why
this.
One?
The people who only drink to get drunk.
There's no point in drinking otherwise.
Sure.
It tastes like disgusting.
Like, do you feel the same way about a glass of wine at dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, see, not me. I appreciate
it. I also like have an intolerance, so maybe that's just me. I can't. Like, I will break out with one sip.
Let me tell you, the first time I ever met Breezy, we went to Half Pint to talk. This girl crushed 3 Diet and Malibus like it was her job. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. She threw them back like nothing.
Well, it just tastes like Diet Coke at that point.
Yeah.
Diet Coke with a splash of suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's what it smelled like. Peach bum rum. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of senior year in high school. Tanning bed.
It was great.
All right, you vibes, Breeze?
I literally smacked my head on my car door today, so that was fun. Other than that, nothing crazy. I'm excited to sit down today. I haven't sat down since
Sunday.
No.
Or Sunday.
Didn't even sit down
last week?
Sunday. Yeah, last week sometime. Some point last week.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Excited for that.
How many of you made it out to the Red Wings game yesterday?
Oh, was there a Red Wings game yesterday?
Right? Pretty sure. Wasn't that at 1 o'clock yesterday? I don't know.
Oh,
anyways,
God.
Listen, I got to check, but if you did go, aside from the game, it wasn't very pretty, but it's very nostalgic for me. Two of my favorite characters from one of my favorite movies showed up, and I'm just really upset that I didn't know. I told Dan Mason, the GM, you got to let me know when a situation like this happens in advance, because I will make it a point to make a big deal about it, and I will be there.
So,
especially for this, because I have a lot of ties with this. And
so
the people
something's awry because they didn't have a game last night, unless they were just there for another reason. They weren't.
It wasn't last night, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to dig in when it was, actually. And not that it matters.
I mean,
but
there's a game today. They're home for the stretch till Sunday, but they were away yesterday. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about this. And do some digging before I do, just to be totally sure. But it's the first thing that came up in the news this morning. So can you imagine it's from like 2021?
No, literally.
Our boss calls. Shut it down.
Yeah.
You guys go home.
You're
go home for the day. Okay. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Be right back.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Why didn't anyone tell me that Uncle Rico and Pedro from the indie cult classic Napoleon Dynamite were in town? They threw out the first pitch at the Red Wings game yesterday, at 6:45. I looked it up, and I'm just so upset with Dan Mason. He knows my love for this movie, and I missed out.
He's like, I didn't know you've ever seen it.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. We saw it at the Little Theater in 2004. Oh, I was such a big fan. So Pedro, a.k.a. Efren Ramirez, expressed excitement last night just about the film's lasting impact because it's over 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's just really nice to see not only people who were born before the film, but teenagers who are walking around wearing Vote for Pedro t-shirts.
Right.
Or they're fans themselves because they can relate to each character in the movie. But both of them, Efren Ramirez and John Grise, were excited to be back in Rochester. Unfortunately, the Red Wings lost the game to the Jumbo Shrimp 18-0. That's a tough loss. So
I hate that.
It's really tough when you do a movie like this years ago, and it's kind of what you're known for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's the tough part.
You're putting a box at that point.
And it's really all over. And, you know, most of the time when you do a movie like that, they're like, this is it. It blew up. This is the start of my career.
Right.
Sometimes it's the end of your career. No offense to him.
Right.
But, I mean, we can agree. These two characters from yesterday haven't really, you know, blown up on the scene or anything like that. And I remember being in the airport at LAX years back, and I met Pedro, and the poor dude was, this is no shade against him, I promise, but this is just, I got to get to the story. He was walking around and I noticed him. He was just walking around the airport asking people if they knew what time it was because they wanted,
right.
He wanted to be recognized.
And like, I don't you have a phone, bro?
He went from person to person to person. Hoping that they would recognize the poor guy. And I'm like, oh, that's so tough.
That's such a tough pill to
because
swallow.
There was this one night I was in a club, okay? Remember the movie The Sandlot?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you and I acted that out for Moosapiece Theater. Well, I'm sitting there minding my own business in this booth, and this guy comes over to me. He's jacked. And I stood up, and I'm like, hey. And he goes, hey. And he's been drinking. And I said, yeah, I'm so sorry. Was I in your seat? He goes, look at me. And I go, okay. And he goes, you're killing me, Smalls. I go, okay. He goes, I'm that guy. I'm the dude from the movie. I go, oh, it's nice to meet you, man. How are you? It was the most awkward interaction I've ever had with anyone in my life.
The fishing for compliments. It's
I'm insane. Like, dude, yeah, I grew up with that movie. That's awesome. And he's like so coked out of his mind.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was like,
yay. Can I get an autograph? Throws it away instantly.
Oh, God. But
filling
these were happy times.
Egos.
These were happy times. It was the happiest times of their lives when they did this stuff. And I get that.
They
it's what. It's what they're attached to. Yeah. You know what I mean? They want to be recognized for it. And they weren't a big way, just maybe not as much anymore. But I do still wear, I still rock the vote for Pedro.
Pedro. Yeah. Absolutely.
Something happened, you guys, recently. It really threw me off. I met a listener face to face, and what they said, let's just say it wasn't exactly kind.
Yeah.
Have you ever been insulted in person by someone you just didn't expect? How did you handle it?
Or didn't know.
Or didn't know. How did you handle it? I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 78 for the high today. Yesterday I was venting to Breezy about a listener I met at an event that really rubbed me the wrong way.
Ooh, it's not great.
And I know you've dealt with those people online,
mm-hmm.
certain situations, but it was one of these, I don't know, it was one of those things where this woman came up to me, said hello, and then immediately started insulting me.
That's bad.
Have you ever just randomly been insulted by someone you don't know? Please share your story with us, 585-252-9800. I would love to hear them, just to make me feel better.
Right.
But she asked if I was married and if I had kids, which I feel like maybe she already knew the answer to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? She was just asking
it.
I hate
when people ask questions they already know the answer to. It drives me up a wall.
I know. I was like, is this a rhetorical question?
Especially if
question?
They're like using it as ammo. It's like, what are we doing here?
Well, of course, you guys know the answer to that. I said, no, I'm not. And she goes, why? Something must be wrong with you.
Oh.
Like, just like that.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what?
I'm like, are you married? She goes, I'm going through a divorce. It's like,
okay.
By the way, I love it. I love it when people say that, because anytime someone has ever asked me, are you married or do you have kids or what's wrong with you? Because that's what it's followed up with.
Mm-hmm.
They usually follow up with telling me about their recent divorce, which is exactly what this woman did.
Right.
And then she went on out, she went on to tell me that she doesn't enjoy how much Breezy and I, we talk in the morning. It's like, I listen for music. Okay, well, we do plenty of that.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
She was very angry. She was angry.
She was very angry. And I was being very, you know, cool as a cucumber. I don't let things rub me the wrong way, at least in person. Then I go home and I think about it.
And then I talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. She asked why I was wearing a hat. And then she followed that up with, I assume you must be bald.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? I'm like, lady, who hurt you?
Who are you?
Right. I'm like, who? By the way.
You're like, I don't know you from Adam.
I think what was odd about this was she was doing all of this in front of her teenage daughter.
Oh, that's a bad
luck. Just standing there watching.
It's a bad luck. So she's actively insulting you in the middle and berating you in the middle of this public establishment.
Right. I was like, God, who hurt you? I mean, I know you're probably going through a tough divorce right now, but she probably needed an outlet, needed someone to take it out on.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just one thing after the other. I was just standing there in the trenches, getting just blown away.
Just bombarded. Catching strays, if you will.
And I was like, I don't understand what I... This, first of all, this is my appearance that you came to win something at.
Yeah. That makes sense. So why do you think that she was doing this? Because I have my suspicions. But do you...
Why do I think she was...
a raging babe.
I really can't tell you. Here's the thing that I've learned about some people over the years, Breezy, is that everyone's going through something. And sometimes, even though you don't know what it is, sometimes they're just looking for someone that they can take it out on.
Right.
And I don't think she's a mean person. I think maybe she just thought I would be an easy target. You know what I mean? I really don't know. But it was enough for me to just like leave there and be like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, what the hell just happened here?
I don't know. Why? What are your thoughts?
So I think, and hear me out, and this might be like a very juvenile take.
Sure.
But I think that that was her weird, twisted way of hitting on you. Like, she wanted to have sex with you. Like, you know, it's a tale as old as time. Like, I'm going to be mean to the boy on the playground that I have a crush on. Some people just don't evolve in their lifetime when it comes to communication and flirting and showing someone you're interested, because they are so used to one way. And
interesting.
Yeah, that worked when you were seven.
You think she
but
wanted
now you're 47, so I'm not really sure what's happening here.
So you think she wanted to have sex with me?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why she was asking if I had a full head of hair?
Yeah.
To take my hat off, because she wouldn't if I was bald?
I can't speak on her behalf. She sounds like she has a lot of demons she's battling, but again, that's my take.
She told me that I abuse my mom and you on the air. And I was really taken back by that. I was really taken back. I was like, listen, if you think that's abuse, then okay. Let's call it what it is.
Also, like, she's sitting here being like, I don't like when you talk. I listen to the music. How is she even hearing you abuse me if she doesn't listen to us talk?
She's allowing her ears to bleed while she does it.
I'm so confused.
I was like, what? What in God's name is happening?
So
okay, so she was probably...
What happened?
So I killed her with kindness.
Yeah.
And I thanked her and her...
Did you invite her back to your place?
No.
Did I come through?
No. Listen, I love older women. But I like older women that
are
you
nice
know,
to you.
Well, and that are nice to me, but I'm attracted to. No offense to her. I just, that wasn't, you know.
Well, I wouldn't be attracted to somebody who read me to filth either. So it's really tough. And I think that's it. Like, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right by any means. But
it's like
people still do that.
It's like when the nice guy always asks the woman he wants, why are you so attracted to bad boys? Because they're mean to me. That's what this is. That's what this situation was. You know what I'm saying?
She thinks it's going to work because it works for her. Sorry.
Let me go over to Jess. A lady at the grocery store told me I shouldn't wear horizontal stripes with my body type. I just stared at her like she was from another planet. People are so ballsy. I cannot believe
so
this.
Ballsy.
Look at these ones. Hi, Moose and Breezy. So this just happened this past Monday. I had a total stranger in line at the pharmacy look me up and down and said, "You'd be cute if you smiled more." Some people are the worst. Where do people get off?
Don't tell me what to do. How about that?
Where do people get off?
Don't tell me what to do.
See, here's the thing. Breezy and I, we're the complete opposites. So if something like this were to take place, like if she were in my shoes and some listener came up to her and did exactly what they did to me, Breezy would lose it on them.
No, I would.
But
in a respectful way.
If it happened online, which it does sometimes,
yeah,
you're very quiet.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no
which
point
I'm the opposite.
In like responding back. Like my thumbs can't handle it. It's too much. But my voice, I'll use that till the cows come home. Be like, Patricia, is there something you need to talk about? Did I do something? That's the most condescending comeback and question you can ask someone when they're being an ass to you. Did I do something to you?
Right.
Are you hurting in any way?
Right.
Who hurt you?
But they're doing it.
You help.
But they're doing it in such a passive aggressive
correct
way that it's just so
that
triggering.
Would be me.
Let me get to this one. A man once told me I looked like his ex-wife, then followed it up with, "And that's not a compliment."
Oh. Again, you're mad at the ex-wife, and you're taking it out on me. It's the true and true definition of catching strays.
Okay, so I think we figured this is basically she was flirting.
Not to boost your ego, but I think that's she didn't graduate from the fifth grade flirting class, and now she's like just stuck there.
I know, she's so much older than
people.
So much older than me too. And she did in front of her daughter.
She's like taking you out of the knees.
I just wanted to get to the bottom of it too, of why she was treating me the way she was treating me, and it turns out she probably wanted to have sex with me.
No, she's obsessed with you. Oh, she loves you. She's in love.
My God.
She wants to get married.
Well, there you have it, guys. I'm going to be a dad.
98PXY traffic.
Westbound 104 from Webster to Maple. No major delays going on there. Eastbound on 490 through downtown toward the ongoing road work at Marsh. Everything's looking good. No major wrecks or stalls to report. I'm Randy Fuller with the latest from Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's a question this morning. If your daughter-in-law refused to take the family name after marriage, would you make it a point just to go out of your way to make sure she doesn't feel like part of the family?
Rude. It might, and so dramatic.
It might sound petty, but let me tell you, there's a lot of traditional people that don't play this game. You either added the family tree or you're just not part of the family.
So dumb.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's 2025. What are we doing, people?
What do you guys think? Is taking your partner's last name still an important part of marriage, or is it totally outdated? We'd love to hear your takes on this one this morning. 585-252-9800. I had a conversation with a friend yesterday. Been married for a couple of years now. His mother still won't accept his wife into the family. Want to know why? She didn't take her husband's last name when they got married. And there's parts of me that, listen, I would want my significant other to take my last name. I'm traditional like that. I think it's part of marriage. However, if she was like an MD or had a booming business,
yeah,
I understand that she would need to keep that last name,
right?
Because she's associated with that brand. You know, right. I don't know. There's ways around it. I know how difficult it is to change your name back after divorce.
Yeah. So like a lot
from people
that
would have they've told me about
a lot
it.
Of people that I know like that didn't want to lose their last name just actually dropped their middle name and took their old last name and put it as their middle name.
Same. I think that's something.
What you a pain also- in the ass, but you can do that. You sure can.
It's a lot easier. You just don't have a middle name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But my buddy was like, yeah, it is what it is, man. It's tradition, but you're going to meet someone eventually that might not just be down for it because they want to keep their last name.
Right.
You know?
It's a lot.
Let me go over to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this? You're live.
This is Eliana. How are you?
Hi, Eliana. Go ahead.
Long time no see. Anyway, I got two kids when I got married. So I took his last name, which was Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Then their last name is Bennett. Then we got divorced. Then I had a second relationship with someone I did not marry, but I had three kids with him. So they have his last name.
Oh, they do.
But I did not take his last name because we didn't get married.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I don't know.
But are you?
I don't think.
You're more on ahead. The, you're along the traditional lines, I'm assuming, though. Like,
I'm very traditional. Yeah. Very traditional. This is why the first time it made sense. Yeah, I have his last name. My kids have his last name. But then we got divorced. I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Well, I still had three kids with someone else.
Right.
And I didn't take his last name because we never got married.
Correct.
But they have his last name because that's their dad. So
right. That makes sense.
Complicated, but it's still old fashioned.
Yeah. The family tree is a tree, and the roots are deep.
It's still a tree. It's still a tree. It's a little different tree.
Yeah, for right. Sure.
Modernized tree, but it's still a tree. Yeah.
Absolutely. Eliana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eliana. 585-252-9800. We have an Elena on the phone this morning. Let's get over to her. Hi, good morning.
Right, yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just comment about what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I am, I guess, old school. I totally 100% believe that the bride should be taking the last name of the husband. And I'm beyond baffled. Honestly, I'm fed up with my son. He's been dating this girl for years, and they got engaged last year.
Right.
And he says that no matter how many times we ask, she is never going to change her own last name. She refuses to take our family name when they get married. God.
Yeah, so this is a relatable thing. So how long has your son been with this girl?
It's been like 2.5 years.
And they're expected to get married, you said?
Yeah, I mean, they've been serious. They've moved in together. And she wouldn't do this. It was this complete surprise. We found out, you know, after they started talking about wedding plans.
Sure.
We find out she's not going to change her name.
No, and that's really tough. So now what? You're not going to make her feel welcome into the family?
Well, she's not making me feel us, you know, feel very welcome. But to me, the family, you know, you're marrying the family.
Sure.
You're not just marrying my son. And it's respect. It's respect to the senior people in the family, you know, the matriarch. It's a bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I told my son, if she's not taking our last name, then she's not the one for you.
Well, how did he respond to that?
He thinks I'm crazy. He rolls his eyes like I'm the crazy one. It feels like rejection of your family, you know. We're going to marry you and take you somewhere, you know, away from the principles that you grew up with.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, for me personally, would I want my significant other to take my last name? Yeah, traditionally, I would prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's 2025. There's things and people and traditions that are fading.
They're dying.
Quickly.
They're all dead.
Okay, so let's just call it for what it is. And I don't think you have, like, much of a say, if I'm being honest. It's not your life. Just like you have not much of a say of whether they have kids or how fast they have kids or when they are going to either move or stay or be close to you. Like, you don't really have a say in that, unfortunately.
Listen, I think this is the bare minimum. And if she's not going to do this, I can't accept her in our family. I feel like she is snubbing us, and I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but Elena, have you had this? Why don't you have this personal conversation with her one-on-one instead of going through your son? You know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't want to ruin. I don't want to end their relationship. I'm not. But
well, I mean, you're not going to make her feel welcome regardless.
Oh no! If she takes our family name, she's part of the family. If she can't take our family name, I don't want anything to do with her. She's not in my family.
Has she said why, though?
She's got a foot out the door.
Has she said why she doesn't want to take the last name?
Oh, she calls it too traditional or something. She hasn't said it to me. I've just had this conversation with my son. So I don't know if there's a real reason, but in my mind, it means, hey, I'm in this, somewhat in this, you know? I'm not really committed to you, and I'm certainly not going to be part of the family that raised you and made you the man you are.
Mm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't love him enough to accept everything about him. I feel like it's going into this whole relationship like she's going to, you know, we give it a couple of years and she's going to get tired of this marriage thing. If she can't even be say, you know, I'm going to change my name. I'm going to acknowledge this relationship and be part of the family. She's not in the family.
You know who you remind me of? You remind me a couple of my old school Italian aunts. They would say the same exact thing that you would.
It's a slap in their faces.
So tired. Like, if this is your biggest problem, I envy you. You know what I mean? Because there's so many other things to be worrying about. And, like, it just sounds to me like you don't really have a ton of problems. So this is going to be your life mission. And honestly, like, you can't control other people, Helen or Ellen or whatever your name is.
Elena.
You know, here's the thing. This is the person who's marrying my son.
No, we get that. I'm not saying I disagree with you because I'm old school just like you are. I hear what you're saying. I have a cousin who got married, big Italian family. The wife refused to take his last name. Everyone was pissed and up in arms. But at the end of the day, she's still going to be part of the family if she marries and she still loves your son. If she's taking care of him, then eventually you're just going to have to put that behind you because there's absolutely nothing you could do. You could feel a certain way about it, which you clearly do, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and like he could be with someone way worse that takes his last name and tarnishes it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, it's not like a column A, column B restaurant.
No, it is.
You know?
Either
this is good or that is bad.
Yeah, well, listen.
You know, this is, you know, thanks for forming this man that I love and
just
loving him unconditionally for his whole life, right?
Be grateful she's not taking his last name, and at least she's not taking, you know, his house, his cars.
Right.
His bank account.
That's the whole thing, right? She's going to come in, get 50% of everything he owns, and never have to change her name, never have to be anybody but, you know, this person who wandered in and then wandered out.
All right, Ellen, I got to wrap this up because I'm going to get to some text messages from our listeners, but 585-252-9800. Some are old school like Elena. You agree or disagree? Is this a deal breaker? We'll get
Absolutely.
To those messages. Make sure you listen in. Thanks for your call, Elena.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with your relationship with your future daughter-in-law.
We'll pray for you.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. All right, let me get to one more call here from our friend Michelle. Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What's the vibe?
My vibe is this is 2025.
Period.
And wedding traditional stuff is gone. Like, the weddings I go to, the weddings I see online.
Yeah.
Just what people walk down the aisle to now. You don't see that here comes the bride stuff anymore.
Right.
Things are just changing, but I do respect the traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it alive somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, for sure. 100%. I'm getting married next year. I've been kind of throwing it back and forth about taking his last name. We both kind of came up with an agreement that, like, I'm just going to hyphen it because here's my thing. Both of my parents passed away. And my last name means everything to me because yeah. mm-hmm. my parents gave me that last name.
Yeah.
And it's something you're going to always have to, you know, be attached to them.
Yes. It's what I have left is my name.
Correct.
They were my parents. So I don't want to lose my, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't want to, I
yeah,
know I'm always going to have that last name.
Yeah.
But I don't want to drop it necessarily. You know what
right.
I mean? So I'm like, what if we just hyphen it? And he was like, honey, what if I just change my last name to yours? Like, I'll be fine with that.
Tea.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait, I'm
like,
that's
cool.
I could never.
You know, so
good for him, though.
No, I told him no. But I'm definitely looking at, you know, doing it as like a hyphen thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the same with my son. I have, you know, my son with another guy. He's great. But when my son was born, we were not married. We
right.
planned on getting married. It didn't happen, unfortunately, but we're still great friends.
Sure.
We hyphen in my son's last name. So
okay.
he's got his father's and mine.
Makes
and
sense.
That's another reason. I'm like, my son has, like, my last name, too.
Right.
So, like, if I change it to your last name, then he's not going to have the same last name as me.
Correct.
And I'm not changing his last name to your last name. So
when are you guys when are you getting married?
I'm getting married 9/26/26.
Okay, so you got next year then. All right, well,
yes.
we're expecting an invite here. Just send it over to 70 Commercial Street.
She goes,
I will, and I will update you when we decide on what I do with my last name.
All right, thank you so much for the call, Michelle. Good luck.
See ya.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Do you owe This is why we can't have nice things.
Why?
It's too much. The Monroe County legislator voted Tuesday unanimously to provide a plan to improve the enhanced security measures at Ontario Beach Park following a recent incident of violence.
Got to do it.
It's so important. So the decision aims to address the safety concerns at the popular Charlotte Beach area along Lake Ontario. So there was a fight that broke out ever so recently.
A couple.
Yeah. So... can't really, too many to count. But they will be installing a 4 exit and entrance camera to help kind of wean off some of those issues and make the community feel a little bit safer when they're going and visiting Ontario Beach Park, Charlotte, whatever the case may be. Because people are kind of deterred from going there just because they're like, I'm not really...
No, of course not.
Get into all that. The security project initially is scheduled for next year, but it was expedited due to the recent outbreak of violence, including multiple fights among young people in the park. The plan includes an installation of stop arm gates to the parking lot as well to control the flow of traffic. And some lawmakers are also advocating for changes in the RTS Transit Center bus system in the downtown location of whether they're going to be running up to that area or not.
Nothing comforting about eating a frozen custard and bullets are flying.
No, no. You're like, Moose is like, I'm just trying to feed the seagulls.
There was a family that rented out one of the pavilions. I think it was last Saturday because it was so nice out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the kids with them and they're doing a nice family afternoon and grilling out. And two fights back to back broke out.
It's not cute.
And the kids, mommy, we're scared. Okay,
yeah.
Let's ruin our afternoon.
I also would have said that. Have this all take place, the approved security enhancement will cost the county $200,000. So,
probably money well spent, though.
Literally can't have nice things.
No, you can't. Let me get to one real quick call here. Hi, is this Carmen?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What up, King?
What up, guys?
What's up,
man? You know, when I was a kid, I'm in my mid-50s now, we would go and hang out at the beach with our cars, and people would sit on their cars, and people would drive by.
You were in Greece, weren't you?
I don't... Huh?
Yeah. It was like a scene from Greece, the musical.
Yeah, it really was, you know, but... That's pretty good. Thanks for the age joke. I appreciate it.
Anyways,
but
continue.
You know what? I don't remember there being fights and everything breaking out. We'd go Friday, Saturday night. It was cool, you know, and I don't remember this happening. I don't know what's gotten better in the last 30 years. I don't understand it, man. It's just gotten way worse.
Dude, we're talking about, this is not just the beach. This is high school. A lot of the districts. Kids today are a lot more ruthless than they used to be. And they used to tell us, my senior year of high school, how terrible we were. We're nothing compared to what's going on today.
Also,
it always gets worse year by year by year. What's causing that? Is it the parenting?
You beating each other to a pulp, like, it's just so barbaric, in my opinion. But
it is. It really is. And we never did that. There would be fights, but it would be one-on-one. It would never... I don't ever remember gang fights.
Like a brawl.
In the mall.
Yeah.
You know, you bring brass knuckles and chains. You didn't bring guns.
Right.
Yeah, right. With our greased hair and our cigarettes in our sleeves. I know.
Grease lightning.
Thanks for the call, Carmen. All right, Breeze, coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, I didn't know that we shared such a passion, but now that I know what I know, it could add a whole nother layer to this show.
We shared a passion?
It could enhance it.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I know. Well, you're about to find out, along with everyone else, coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What a beautiful day.
Girl, you're amazing just the way you are, Moose.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I found something out yesterday that you were amazing at, and I didn't know we shared this. And I think it's amazing to talk about, because when you find yourself in a situation, whether it be a work party, whether it be a party with friends, new friends, old friends, there's something that you want to bring to the table, right? Whether it be of monetary value, whether it be of entertainment value, you want to bring something to the table that is going to stick out and have you memorable to people that maybe you don't normally hang out with or have never met before.
You don't even need a trick. Like, I think one of the most memorable things about me is probably my eyes.
No, unfortunately, we're going in a different direction. Originally, mine was like the fact that I don't bring anything to parties.
Right.
Which was a negative connotation to it, for sure.
Because Breezy thought her personality was enough.
I didn't think I knew. But I've grown. I've matured. I'm in my 30s now. So I know that now you have to bring stuff to the party and you have to bring a card to a wedding.
Right.
have money in it.
She's
unfortunate for my bank account, but
right,
these
our girl,
things do happen.
She's growing up.
But yesterday we were at our company picnic field day. They call it the Olympics. It is
not even close.
Very much so not that. But I love the effort on the team.
We don't work with one athletic individual.
No, not one. We all work in radio. Let's be real. You know what I mean? So when I saw that there was games, specifically yard games, I went into a panic. Because I'm like, I'm not really a competitive person. I'm not good at most things physically. So I was breaking out into a cold sweat. Needless to say, my team didn't place. At least I'm not bitter about it. But these things happen. But one thing that really stuck out was we ended up playing a lovely, fun, you know, healthy competition game of charades. And Moose and I didn't play each other, but I really wish that we did, because
it would have come down to the wire, you guys.
It truly was such a rush to finally, for once in my life, be dominating and so good at something. And just blowing the socks off of every single person that was watching me perform. And I know this sounds very dramatic, but when you're not good at most things and you didn't do well in school, you need to grasp on to whatever it is that you thrive at. And lo and behold, I've been training for this moment my entire life.
Sure.
When charades was brought to the table, I said, hold my beer, because I have been training for this every holiday, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, my family is ruthless. We play charades like no other. And
yeah, people got, a lot of you got that drunk aunt and uncle that constantly show up. They want to play Pictionary. They want to play charades on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they take it very, very seriously. Yes. There was a lot at stake yesterday for this company picnic.
Yeah. So I go up. I just get a little glimpse of them playing charades in the corner, and I'm like, game over. So I go up, and I dare I say I might get a raise. I don't know. They were so impressed by my skills yesterday. And then I find out that you also had mad skills. And I'm trying to figure out, how do we put this to use on our show?
I
carried the team on my back. I barebacked the whole team.
I got like 6 in a row correct. And then I dominated in Pictionary. And we all have that one weird party trick that we like to flex at parties. We found out yesterday this was ours.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Anyone really? I don't recommend. If you want to play Pictionary or charades with the family, go for it. Cards Against Humanity. I made that mistake many times playing with my parents.
Yeah.
I can't look at them the same way anymore.
It's really not great.
No.
I also just think that game is dumb. But anyways.
Watching people yesterday. Somebody had to act out moose in a hot tub.
First of all,
I was so confused because they kept pointing at me and everyone screaming, moose, moose. And then he just kept splashing water on himself. They're like, we lost you, Tim. We lost you.
Moose bath. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that weird party tricks that I've seen that people do, well, one I was mastering before was the Irish goodbye. Just poof, disappear. I'm going to the bathroom. Never comes back. And then another one is like when people do weird things with their fingers or their tongues.
Oh,
and they're always
like
trying to show everybody who will view it.
You can't tell me you're not impressed by this. I'm pulling my thumb apart as we speak.
It's crazy.
My niece hates that.
It's really weird. It's really
so
weird.
So just if you guys do want to hire me for if you're throwing like a house party or something like that. I haven't really shared this with a lot of people. I shared it with Breezy, but I've been taking up juggling. And right now, I've come as far as learning how to juggle 3 balls at once. Is it a flex? Yes. Do I expect a talent fee if I come to your party and perform this? Yes. I will give you 20 minutes of my time for $50. That is not a lot to ask for.
You're not
That
good
is
at
not
it.
A lot to ask for.
You're not good at it quite yet. I believe that you can get there one day. And one party trick that I feel that people can do that I envy so much is tying the cherry stem in a knot in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I've never once in my life
been able to do that.
Oh,
please. I would die to date a woman that knows how to do that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 78 for the high today. Just waiting on that sun to peek through.
Come through.
One of the things that we were talking about last segment was, what's your party trick? Breezy and I found out we were really good at charades.
So good at charades.
Like, really good.
Like ungodly good at charades.
We dominated the company picnic yesterday afternoon. And then we started talking about how much we realized how some people we work with, and I know you have someone in your life like this, who's overly competitive. And it just makes you anything to do with these people.
No, I'll never talk to you again.
Because I love being competitive. I don't care what we're doing. I will be competitive. But I only take it to a certain level. Some of these people...
There's a point of no return for me, and it's uncomfortable. It's just uncomfortable.
And I can see the look on your face yesterday afternoon when playing with some of our coworkers, because they take it very, very seriously.
It's giving gym class hero. It's giving, like, not sure.
Yes, of course.
And listen, I'm all for friendly competition. I'm all for, you know, being competitive and having passion. That's obviously amazing. And I'm not here to yuck someone's yum. But at the same time, if you are screaming at me, if you are foaming at the mouth, if you are losing your mind, I don't want to play with you. I don't think that we need to continue this conversation, relationship, or competition, because you don't know how to play like an adult, and you're morphing into an adolescent. And I just want to take your hand and say, who hurt you? What's going on? Let's get to the nitty gritty. You know, you will do anything to not go to therapy, and you are taking your aggression out on these games.
Here we go. You know, it's funny you say that, because I heard someone say this. People who are overly competitive in every aspect of their life, for example, challenging somebody at work rather than being part of their team when there isn't any need for competition, are usually people who are really insecure.
Or have and no control in their life.
It's a means to fill a void.
Again, who hurt you? Let's peel the layers back. Let's get down to the nitty gritty of it.
Let's take this onion and peel it back.
It's like, I'll go out on a limb here. If you are overly competitive, that to me translates to you need therapy.
I disagree, though, too.
You need it.
Some of the most... The best players in the world in sports are overly competitive. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky.
They all need to be in therapy.
Yeah, but they're the GOATs. You know what I mean?
They're also playing for career, for money,
well,
for accolades.
But even
you playing Connect Four Radio Social is just, it's just not it.
No, but if you really look, sometimes it's not just in sports. Like, there's so many stories of, like, Michael Jordan will bet you. Like, he used to take bets with his teammates which suitcase is coming out of the terminal first. And they would put like $2,000-$3,000 bets in, and just competitive
and
about
that's
the time.
Just called a gambling problem.
Well, you know they have.
Yeah, that's just,
he again, did have
more
a gambling
therapy.
Problem.
But I really need to have everybody look inward this morning. If you are this person or you know this person, take their hand, look them deep in their soul, and say, we're going to get you the help that you need immediately. Because I'm going to my friend's house tonight. I'm going to my friend's house. We're having a little pool party.
What games will be there?
That was the question in the group chat. I said, what games Are we playing games? Do you want me to bring anything?
Because you dominated in charades yesterday, I already know that's the game that you're going to be playing tonight at this pool party.
So I said,
that's your suggestion.
Do we bring games? And my friend responds, only if you want to get whooped.
Oh.
I said, okay, I'm not bringing games. The most competitive. We aren't even playing yet.
You're not even going to play?
We're not even playing yet. And they're already smack talking me.
Okay, see that right there? That's what would light a fire under my ass and bring the games just to prove them wrong.
We couldn't be more opposite. I'm running the other way.
No, see, I need that.
I'm so good.
I think this girl's name is Renee. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Being always competitive means you are constantly under stress. And it's very bad for your health. This is my dad 24/7. Has to compete in everything. Some people do. It's just part of their personality. They need that.
Yeah.
They need that in their life to feel something. Otherwise, what's left? Your family?
Send help. You are competitive because you're avoidant. And avoidant people need therapy.
What?
It's just science.
Avoidant how?
You're avoiding the real problems. You have real problems going on and you're masking
There's
it.
There's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition. It's
but
fun.
But it's not healthy.
It's fun.
It's not healthy. You curb stomping people because you lost a game of Yahtzee is not healthy.
You know what? You're deflecting because here's what the real here's what the real problem is. You don't like competition because you're afraid you're going to lose, so it just rubs you the wrong way.
False. And completely false. Because you saw me yesterday in charades. I'm not even worried about it. Not even for a second. Absolutely not. And I don't care. My mom is like this. She's always, always just bringing the fire and smack talking.
Oh, really? Oh, I like this.
Taunting.
Oh, I like
the taunting.
How come I've never seen this side of your mother? That is a teammate. That is somebody I would like to play with right there. I need your mom on my team.
Yeah.
What is she good at?
She thinks she's good at everything. I beg to differ, but she thinks she's good at every game ever. And maybe this is where it comes from. Maybe I'm doing my own therapy right now. Maybe I'm working through this on air. But when it comes to competition, especially with my mom, I clam up and I'm like, I don't care. And then she'll be like, you care. You care so much. I'm like, I'm not like you. This person says, she's like, you're just like me. If I'm playing recreational sports with you and you're taking it too seriously and yelling and screaming, it's giving me the ick and I absolutely hate you.
Yeah, well, stuff like that, sure, it might make you uncomfortable. But let me tell you guys something. Competitiveness, for some of you, is a terrible quality. Yet, it is responsible for some of the greatest accomplishments in U.S. history. I mean, we put a man on the moon because of our competitive nature, right? We just wanted to beat Russia. And that's what we did. The moon landing was probably faked, but we
Katie
it was probably
Perry,
staged.
You didn't go to
the moon. Yes, we made up for it by sending Katy Perry.
She didn't go anywhere. She did not leave this orbis. So sorry. God, I hate her.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to have a competition about anything, let's have a competition about how much we hate Katy Perry, because I will win that till the day is long.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Now, my sweet, sweet Lola Young on PXY Mornings. Messy. Concerts by the Shore in the Rock the Block is back. And the Rock... And this event is usually to kick off the start of the summer. It's a nice day for it, too. It's usually Wednesday nights. But with the return of warm weather, obviously, you know, comes the return of this annual event series. It celebrates Rochester's music scene. There's food. There's small businesses. But Concerts by the Shore is returning for the 39th season. This is free. It's a free concert series. It takes place. It's going to be tonight. It started last Wednesday, and I missed it because...
I didn't know about it.
Nobody told me about it.
Didn't know.
This is tonight at Ontario Beach Park. Each concert starts at 7 p.m., except for the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra performance. That begins at 7:30 p.m. But there's tons of food vendors at the concerts. Parking is available at the beach. I believe Sticks and Stones will be performing tonight. Next Wednesday night, you can catch the Sky Coasters performing.
Love it. The Sky Coasters are...
Love them.
The best.
Yeah. Party in the Park kicks back up next month, too, on July 11th.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to look forward to.
There's a lot going on, guys.
This summer. As long as everyone behaves.
Well, this goes hand in hand with what I talked about last hour. The security measures down at Ontario Beach Park are ramped and ready to go for you, so you feel safe tonight at the concert.
Yeah, so go down there with the fam, watch some live music, get something to eat. I mean, that's what summer in Rochester is all about. Coming up on the show, we're going to get to all of your unpopular opinions and hot takes like we always do. 585-252-9800. Send them over. We'll get to your messages for There I Said It. Coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A lot of people texting in for There I Said It this morning, and you can too. 585-252-9800 to clear the air this morning and get something off your chest.
Correct. Let's hit it,
yeah,
shall we?
Let it rip, Breeze.
Absolutely. This person says, I don't know why tomatoes get so much hate. They are absolutely delicious, and I love them. There I Said It. I hate them. They're slimy. They're disgusting. They don't taste like anything. They're mostly water, in my opinion.
But anything you can make a tomato out of, you'll eat it. Ketchup, tomato sauce.
See, I don't eat tomato sauce. I don't eat red sauce.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I used to be a huge tomato guy in sandwiches. I don't put them on anymore.
Mm-mm.
That might have something to do with
I was eating a sub yesterday and I...
My acid reflux.
Peeled that right off.
I didn't take my Prilosec today, you guys. I can't eat the tomato.
Let's get to another person here. This person says, I just recently went to the movies and all I have to say is IMAX is too big. There I said it.
It's too big.
They have...
Can't please anyone.
The new Apple Cinemas up in Greece.
Yeah.
They have
the old Regal.
They have a...
It's this. It's,
what's it called? 3 Max or 3?
Yeah, it's like the screen is curved.
Goes on the side.
Yeah, it's curved. It's almost curved, but you get the full experience. Do the seats vibrate in there? Anyone know?
I don't think so. Are they supposed to?
That's not an unusual question for that theater.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like on purpose or because it's so loud? Like because it's so?
No. Like on purpose, it vibrates to the scenes of the movie. I've been in theaters.
I've never
like that.
Heard of that before in my life.
What theater was I in where the seats vibrate?
Screen X, that's what it's called.
And is that in Pittsburgh or just the one in Greece?
That's the one in Greece.
All right, that's the one in Greece.
The one in Greece is newer.
Yes, it is. That's a couple months old.
You haven't been yet?
Not yet.
It's a really nice theater.
The last,
and they have self-serve popcorn.
Right, and the last movie I saw in that theater when it was Regal was Cocaine Bear.
Correct. I really want to see Lilo and Stitch. That's what I want to see.
Well, your brother will definitely get to ask MaxiPad to go see that with you.
I know.
Mine for today is if you ever hear anyone say, let's circle back on that, trust me when I tell you, they don't have a clue as to what they're talking
You'll
about.
You'll never hear from them again.
There I said it. I'm this guy. I'm the circle back guy. I'm lost 100% of the time, you guys.
Correct.
If I say, let's circle back, we're going to circle back.
You're not circling back.
No.
You're just going to spin in a circle and come back.
When I was at Zoom, I was director of customer experience. People all the time on calls, I don't know what I'm doing at this job. I've never done this role.
Not at all.
Like, hey, Moose, did you figure out what was going on with the Paradigm Project? You know what?
We'll circle back on that.
I'm going to circle back on that one.
It's so good.
I was circling back a lot.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Matt real quick. Your kids are not gifted. They just talk a lot and remember dinosaur facts. That's not genius. I'm actually so sick of these parents there. I said it. All right. Thanks, Matt, for weighing in.
Janine's here. She said, this isn't so much a take as it is a question. But speaking of movie theaters, are kids still making out in movies asking for a friend? Because when I was growing up, making out in the movies was hot.
Yeah.
And it's all we did. There
yeah.
I said it.
That's what it was about.
Yeah. I had some friends that were going to the movies with skirts on, and I'm not going to say the rest, but.
Oh, lucky for them. I was, every time I went to the movies with a girl, she wore overalls. I'm like, okay, well, if that doesn't scream, don't touch me. I don't.
You still tried, though. They're like, ew, get off me, you freak.
Joking. Kevin says mac and cheese is not a main dish. It's a side.
Oh, my God. Now you're dropping down on the air.
Hold on. I'm flatlining.
Oh, my God.
I'm so hoarse this morning. I just have this tickle I can't get rid of. It's either in my throat or in my lungs, but either way, I'm slowly dying.
Remember the first year and a half we did the show together and you had a cough and you like refused to go to the doctor? I was like, this is really affecting the show. He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, I don't think you are.
You know what was so funny about that? When I went to the doctor, I thought I was dying. I was getting ready for horrible news. Doctor comes back in. She goes, yeah, it's your acid reflux. What?
You literally had a cough for a year and a half. I was like, maybe we should.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah, we should do something about that.
It's all the coffee I drink, to be honest. Kevin says mac and cheese is not a main dish. It's a side. So stop trying to church it up with a lobster and charge $30 for it. It's a ripoff. There, I said it. I love this take, but I hate it. Because I will gladly pay $30 for lobster mac and cheese. And I have. Mm. And I have.
Okay. I love it. I love that moment for you. My problem with it is like, if the lobster's cold, like if they have the lobster mac and cheese and then they're just scooping like cold lobster on it.
Oh, no.
I know some places in town that do that. And I'm like, this is diabolical. This is jail time.
No, it should absolutely be in a cast iron pan.
So mine for today is this. I've thought about this a lot. I truly believe that Rochester should have a Subway. There, I said it. No, I'm not talking the sandwich shop.
Oh,
talking underground transportation. Could you imagine?
Have you been down there?
Well,
the old Subway station?
Yes, I have. But like, I'm talking Subway from like downtown to Fairport, downtown to Chi-Lai, downtown to all of the outskirts of the city. I think it would be great.
No,
be utilized. I think
so.
It would be innovative. And the fact that we don't have one, it's an opportunity missed. This city, I'll go out on a limb, this city does not care about transportation. There, I said it. They got rid of the fast ferry the first chance they could. They got rid of the Subway the first chance they could. It's like RTS or bust.
Yes, this city, we used to be something. We had an NBA team in a Subway. I mean, it was...
And now
we
go down there and you don't even want to know the things you'll find.
Kodak was thriving. Let me go over to Kaylee really quick before we wrap this up. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This really upset me yesterday. I was in a CVS and overheard some teenage girl tell her mother she needed a mental health day from school. If you're 15 and calling it your mental health day, you better be paying bills or parenting something. Go to school. Your brain still has a wrapper on it. There I said it.
Kaylee is like, I am a parent to my pet hamster. What do you know about parenting?
Kaylee actually has a 3-year-old daughter. So.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll wrap it up with our friend Gerald, is it? I heard you guys talking about party tricks earlier in the show that we were. My party trick is I walk up to women and say you have the bone structure of a strong mother. I am still single, but I am hopeful. Okay, Breezy.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to call the police.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Let's get right into it this morning. We got a pretty angry mom who was hoping for some help this morning from anyone who has been through this. Her 15-year-old is refusing to lift a finger until her terms are met. That's pretty brave. I can't wait to see how this ends. Kayla, right here from good old Rochester, wrote in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My 15-year-old daughter spent most of her freshman year on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Her screen time would be 7+ hours per day. And I took her phone away for talking back and slamming doors like she's auditioning for a teen soap opera. Now she's refusing to do anything. No chores, no homework, no speaking, unless it's to yell, this is emotional abuse, from under a weighted blanket. We attempted to limit her screen time using Apple control, which she was able to somehow bypass. Kids are smart today.
Mm-hmm.
We have given her plenty of chances to change her behavior, but it has not improved. Like I mentioned, she won't do chores or participate in any constructive activities. She chooses to lay on her bed and do nothing. In her mind, she thinks she is going to waste the entire summer as soon as school ends by sitting in her room on her phone. She tells me her terms are she will only engage once she has her phone again. Anyone have any advice or suggestions? I feel like this kid is making me lose my mind. That came in from Kayla.
I love the weighted blanket.
Yeah, she seems really comfortable. Life is, this is emotional abuse. Kids are so quick today to yell abuse. God, I wish I knew that was a thing when I was a kid. I would be yelling it all the time.
Your dad would have been like, you don't know abuse.
You have no idea.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, 585-252-9800. What are your thoughts? We need help on this one today. If you took away something from your child, whether it's their phone, whether it's their Xbox, and they refuse to lift a finger until they get it back, what would you do? Because I'll tell you one thing. Here's my advice. I, too, could be pretty petty as an individual. Kayla, you need to hold the line. If that takes her doing nothing all summer in her and her room, laying on her bed, I guarantee you that she can't hold out all summer. She can't. She's a prisoner. She can't drive. Where's she going?
Yeah.
I put bets down that the daughter gives in first. Or you could just put a point system in a place. You know what I mean? Like my buddy did with his daughter.
The point system.
Once she gets to a certain amount of points, she could have her phone back. But I don't know. Kids act differently when the ball's in their court.
This is emotional abuse.
Yeah. The weighted blanket. staring at the ceiling in her really nice bedroom.
No, fully. She has a bathroom attached. I'm like, wait, what? What's happening here? Okay. Some kids just don't really get it.
No, of course not.
They're never going to have to. Like when I was younger, I would like threaten my mom. I'm like, I'm going to call CPS. She's like, okay. You'll have a really fun time in the system. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
God forbid I even said something like that. Are you kidding? Let alone called? Just bringing that up, that would have been the end of me.
Yeah. They're like, no, I'll call.
Here's a shovel. Go dig a hole in the backyard.
Dakota from Rochester says, I would say if it's so abusive, then go to a homeless shelter. Don't stand down. She's not in charge.
Yeah, you can always take it her open door mission. Let's go over to our friend Maria here. Maria says, good morning, guys. My son pulled the same stunt last year, and I told him the phone stays gone until he shows me he can be respectful again. Took about 3 days, and then he started doing his chores without even being asked. They will absolutely test you. Just do not back down too soon. Like I said, you got to hold the line.
Hold the line.
Ben says, stop negotiating with your kid. Keep the phone. Take the router to work. She can hang out and figure out how to entertain herself. That's old school, but taking the router to work is crazy. Because if you even if you do keep it at home, she's going to figure out a way to bypass
the password. We have talked about this so many times about parents and how they don't fully understand technology, or at least ours didn't, when we were punished as children. How our parents would just start ripping the TV off the wall. It's like, you can just take the cord. You don't need to do all of that.
My mother knew Nintendo was everything for me and my brother. Everything. And when we were grounded, when we were punished, she'd take away the console, the controllers, everything. I was like, just take the controllers. And she hid a piece of that console every different part of the house. Controllers in the bedroom, the actual console itself in the hallway closet, the cords in the basement under the steps. It's a scavenger hunt.
It's too much.
Katrina says, this mom is doing it all wrong. Give her a chance to earn it back. I always give my kids a path back. You can earn your phone back by doing XYZ. That way, it's not just punishment. It's a lesson, and it gives them a little control, which teens need, even if they don't admit it. God, having kids sounds so stressful.
So stressful.
I met a gentleman the other day who I had a really nice heart-to-heart conversation with. And he goes, Moose, I'm going to be honest with you. I had my son at 52 years old. And I'm like, are you tired?
Literally.
It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm like, well, you definitely got a chance to live for a little bit before you did that.
Yeah.
Lindsay says, she's not going to thank you now, but one day she will. I always remind myself, I'm raising an adult. I'm not trying to be her best friend in the moment. You're not being mean. You're being a parent. So do that.
Correct.
I can't believe, like, you have a 15-year-old that's telling you, these are on my terms. I will help with chores if you give me my phone back. It's like, you know what? Why don't you just stay in your room and rot?
It's like a weird game of chess. You know what I mean? Like, you are going to do this move. I'll raise you this move. And
it always sounds so much harder with daughters.
Well, they're more manipulative.
She said it herself. I was going to say it. Let me go over to this person. Hi, guys. I agree with the other mom who texted in. This is exactly what I do, too. I always tell my kids I'm not just taking something away. I'm teaching you how to earn it back. And it makes a huge difference when they know the ball is in their court. That's what I said. My buddy had to do this with his daughter. He put a point system in a place. And mm-hmm. she slowly earned her phone back. And what did she do? She went around and did the exact same thing she got in trouble for. Now the points went from 50 to 100.
Right.
You do it to yourself.
You got
to
do it.
You got to put the point system into place, Kayla.
So important to keep that point system.
Jill says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter is stubborn, but when I give her clear steps to earn something back, she actually responds better than when it's just a flat no.
Mm. Interesting.
Hard to earn those points back when you're comfortable under a weighted blanket.
The weighted blanket's killing me because I can just picture it.
This is abuse.
Abuse. Okay.
Right. Whatever
she's
you say.
She's like, that blanket costs like $500. So.
I can't wait till you have a daughter. You guys are going to have it. Oh,
there's
so much to look forward to. You're going to be bad cop. Patrice is going to be good cop.
Always,
all day long.
Always.
All day long.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow. Kayla, you got to put the point system into place. Learning so much on this show.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Shopping with you.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie review.
Action!
That's right. Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2007 film Knocked Up, starring Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl. Before we get into Breezy's review on the film, she was supposed to watch it last night, but just finished watching it now.
No, I love it.
This was a film that I feel like, I don't know.
I
like,
think it we still holds up to this day.
We did a simple scene together, but I feel like we crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. Here's the scene we did from yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater.
So the webpage you guys do or whatever, is it just for fun or is that like a real job? Do you have a real job?
Well, that is our job.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't technically get money for the hours we put in, but it's our job.
So how do you pay rent exactly?
Well, I got run over by a postal truck and got $14,000 from the Canadian government, but that's lasted me for like 9 years. I got like $900 left. I'm no mathematician, but that should last me for like, I don't know, like maybe another 2 years or so.
Oh, God. Okay. So I have something that I need to tell you.
Uh-huh.
So here it goes. I'm pregnant.
With emotion?
With a baby. You idiot. You're the father.
How did this happen? This is really, like, messed up.
I'm going to go to the doctor on Thursday, and I'm going to need you to come with me.
On Thursday, I'm supposed to be going camping with my boys.
Oh, my God. This is a total nightmare. You know what? Just forget it. I'll go see the gynecologist alone.
Cut. Let's break down this film, shall we? Rising.
So, before we get into it, I didn't realize that This Is 40 was like a sequel to this, and I had just watched that.
Oh, you did see it?
A couple days, maybe like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So, it was nice to see the full circle.
The breakdown of the film, if you haven't seen it, rising journalist Allison Scott, played by Katherine Heigl, hits a serious bump in the road after a one-night stand with irresponsible slacker Ben Stone, played by Seth Rogen. That one-night stand results in a pregnancy, and rather than raise the baby on her own, she decides to give Ben a chance to prove he's father material. However, he's unsure if he is ready to be a parent, and then both wonder if they would be compatible lifetime partners. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 90%. Funny movie, though.
It is funny.
Did it hold up?
It did, because honestly, this is still happening to this day, and I know that we just talked about like the fall of the teen pregnancy rates, but this is still happening. You see it all the time. You think you're just going out for one or two at Dead Red, and then buns in the oven.
But,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So incredibly
tough. I don't know what happened. We were supposed to have happy hour at Bug Jar, and now I have twins.
Yeah. the cast was stacked immediately. So good. I'm obsessed with Leslie Mann. I love her so much.
Well, I don't understand why Paul Rudd just won't age. He refuses to age.
He looked the same for years.
All right, Breezy.
The same for years.
Your favorite character in the film, Knocked Up.
I mean, I'm really biased, and I'm going to go Debbie, who is played by Leslie Mann. She's Allison's sister, the main character, Katherine Heigl, just because she's hilarious. She's so feisty. She reminds me so much of my best friend. It's not even funny.
Yep.
But close second was Seth Rogen. I thought he was hilarious in this movie.
He is.
But Seth Rogen is just hilarious, period.
He just has great delivery in all his films. And I know a lot of people get upset because like he plays the same character, but that's what he's good at.
Right.
In most of these movies, he's written himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Guys, he's brilliant. Favorite scene in the movie?
There were so many. I mean, a lot of them didn't have to do with the pregnancy. I liked when they were trying to get into the club, Katherine Heigl and Leslie Mann. He was like, "You're old and she's pregnant. You can't come in." She was just like cursing him out.
Yeah, it's not that time.
He kept letting people in before her. And
you're old and pregnant.
He was like, "You're old and she's pregnant, so you're not coming in. But I love you so much."
That's so tough. It happens. It does happen.
It does. These things do happen. There wasn't like a ton of people in this movie. I think like 10 characters overall, but it was hilarious. This is a movie that, I mean, came out in 2007, but this is a movie you can pop in still today and have a feel-good.
Mm-hmm.
Feel-good.
Jonah Hill's in it.
Mm-hmm. I always get Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen confused. They're best friends, no? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, okay. They're close. Yeah. So let me ask you about the film itself, Knocked Up. What's the one thing you took from it as a life lesson?
I think that people are still to this day not learning from the mistakes of those to come before them, such as people in this movie, their friends, their family members that went out for wine and came back with
that people
a full baby.
Don't know the impacts of what one Tito's soda, cranberry vodka could do to you.
Your actions have consequences.
They sure do. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
You know, I didn't love when they were fighting just because, you know, when you watch something like this, they are going to end up together at the end. Aww. Like that's just, every movie needs a beginning, middle, and end.
Yes, it does. It sure does.
You saw it coming from a mile away.
Best throwback moment. We're talking 2007, Breezy's big movie review. Watched Knocked Up.
Honestly, just the fact that they were clubbing as much as they were.
Yeah, we don't have them anymore.
We don't club.
We have Roar. What other clubs do we have? Vinyl. But, you know, that's like 21.
Yeah.
God, we used to have so many clubs in Rochester. They all turned them into breweries.
Do people still club?
I would like to. Because, you know, I can cut up a rug.
Oh, yeah. And for that reason alone, Rochester stopped producing clubs. They heard you were coming back to town. They're like, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Breezy, let's get right into it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring Knocked Up?
If you haven't seen the film Knocked Up, hilarious film, great cast, totally stacked, and then you have to watch This Is 40 afterwards, I'm going to give it out of 5 a 4-3.
Not too
very
bad.
Good.
Not
very too bad. Good film.
I would have said 4-5, but it's your review. Do what you will. All right. And that's Breezy's big movie review for Knocked Up. And this just goes to show you, if you haven't watched the movie, you should watch it, because if you learn anything, it's going to teach you to wrap it up.
Use a condom. You know,
but it doesn't fit.
98 PSY is free.
And
always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. If your daughter-in-law refused to take the family name after marriage, would you make it a point to go out of your way to make sure she doesn't feel like she's part of the family?
Yikes.
Yeah, it sounds petty, but there's plenty of traditional people that don't play this game.
Yeah.
You either add to the family tree or you get out. What do you guys think? Is taking your partner's last name still an important part of marriage, or is it totally outdated? Tell us what you think. 585-252-9800. We're going to get to Elena on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Right. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just comment about what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I am, I guess, old school. I totally 100% believe that the bride should be taking the last name of the husband. And I'm beyond baffled. Honestly, I'm fed up with my son. He's been dating this girl for years, and they got engaged last year.
Right.
And he says that no matter how many times we ask, she is never going to change her own last name. She refuses to take our family name when they get married. God.
Yeah, so this is a relatable thing. So how long has your son been with this girl?
It's been like 2.5 years.
And they're expected to get married, you said?
Yeah, I mean, they've been serious. They've moved in together, and she wouldn't do this. It was this complete surprise. We found out, you know, after they started talking about wedding plans.
Sure.
We find out she's not going to change her name.
No, and that's really tough. So now what? You're not going to make her feel welcome to the family?
Well, she's not making me feel feel very welcome. But to me, the family, you know, you're marrying the family.
Sure.
You're not just marrying my son. And it's respect. It's respect to the senior people in the family, you know, the matriarch. It's a bare minimum.
Yeah.
I told my son, if she's not taking our last name, then she's not the one for you.
Well, how did he respond to that?
He thinks I'm crazy. He rolls his eyes like I'm the crazy one. It feels like rejection of your family, you know. We're going to marry you and take you somewhere, you know, away from the principles that you grew up with.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, for me personally, would I want my significant other to take my last name? Yeah, traditionally, I would prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's 2025. There's things and people and traditions that are fading.
They're dying.
Quickly.
They're all dead.
Okay, so let's just call it for what it is. And I don't think you have, like, much of a say, if I'm being honest. It's not your life. Just like you have not much of a say of whether they have kids or how fast they have kids or when they are going to either move or stay or be close to you. Like, you don't really have a say in that, unfortunately.
Listen, I think this is the bare minimum. And if she's not going to do this, I can't accept her in our family. I feel like she is snubbing us, and I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but Elena, have you had this? Why don't you have this personal conversation with her one-on-one instead of going through your son? You know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't want to ruin. I don't want to end the relationship. I'm not.
I mean, you're not going to make her feel welcome regardless.
Oh no! If she takes our family name, she's part of the family. If she can't take our family name, I don't want anything to do with her. She's not in my family.
Has she said why, though?
She's got a foot out the door.
Has she said why she doesn't want to take the last name?
Oh, she calls it too traditional or something. She hasn't said it to me. I've just had this conversation with my son. So I don't know if there's a real reason, but in my mind, it means, hey, I'm in this, somewhat in this, you know? I'm not really committed to you, and I'm certainly not going to be part of the family that raised you and made you the man you are.
Mm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't love him enough to accept everything about him. I feel like it's going into this whole relationship like she's going to, you know, we give it a couple of years and she's going to get tired of this marriage thing. If she can't even say, you know, I'm going to change my name. I'm going to acknowledge this relationship and be part of the family. She's not in the family.
You know who you remind me of? You remind me a couple of my old school Italian aunts. They would say the same exact thing that you would.
It's a slap in their faces.
So tired. Like, if this is your biggest problem, I envy you. You know what I mean? Because there's so many other things to be worrying about. And, like, it just sounds to me like you don't really have a ton of problems. So this is going to be your life mission. And honestly, like, you can't control other people, Helen or Ellen or whatever your name is.
I don't.
Ellen.
You know, here's the thing. This is the person who's marrying my son.
No, we get that. I'm not saying I disagree with you because I'm old school just like you are. I hear what you're saying. I have a cousin who got married, big Italian family. The wife refused to take his last name. Everyone was pissed and up in arms. But at the end of the day, she's still going to be part of the family if she marries, and she still loves your son. If she's taking care of him, then eventually you're just going to have to put that behind you because there's absolutely nothing you could do. You could feel a certain way about it, which you clearly do, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and like he could be with someone way worse that takes his last name and tarnishes it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, it's not like a column A, column B restaurant.
No, it is.
You know?
Either
this is good or that is bad.
Yeah. Well, listen.
You know, this is, you know, thanks for forming this man that I love and
just
loving him unconditionally for his whole life. Right.
Be grateful she's not taking his last name, and at least she's not taking, you know, his house, his cars.
Right.
His bank account.
That's the whole thing, right? She's going to come in, get 50% of everything he owns, and never have to change her name, never have to be anybody but, you know, this person who wandered in and then wandered out.
All right, Ellen, I got to wrap this up because I'm going to get to some text messages from our listeners, but 585-252-9800. Some are old school like Elena. You agree or disagree? Is this a deal breaker? We'll get to those messages. Make sure you listen in. Thanks for your call, Elena.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with your relationship with your future daughter-in-law.
We'll pray for you.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. We got a text from a listener that says, why does a last name even matter? Love isn't about labels or paperwork. This mom needs to get with the times. Let me get to one more call here from our listener, Michelle. Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What's the vibe?
My vibe is this is 2025.
Period.
And wedding traditional stuff is gone. Like the weddings I go to, the weddings I see online.
Yeah.
Just what people walk down the aisle to now. You don't see that here comes the bride stuff anymore.
Right.
Things are just changing, but I do respect the traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it alive somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, for sure. 100%. I'm getting married next year. I've been kind of throwing it back and forth about taking his last name. We both kind of came up with an agreement that, like, I'm just going to hyphen it because here's my thing. Both of my parents passed away, and my last name means everything to me because
yeah.
my mm-hmm. parents gave me that last name.
Yeah.
And it's something you're going to always have to, you know, be attached to them.
Yes. It's what I have left is my name.
Correct.
They were my parents. So I don't want to lose my, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't want to, I
yeah,
know I'm always
going
to have that last name,
yeah.
but I don't want to drop it necessarily. You know what
right.
I mean? So I'm like, what if we just hyphen it? And he was like, honey, what if I just change my last name to yours? Like, I'll be fine with that.
Tea.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait,
I'm like,
that's
tea.
Cool.
I could never.
You know, so
no. Good for him, though.
No, I told him no, but I'm definitely looking at, you know, doing it as like a hyphen thing.
Yeah.
When are you guys getting
a lot?
When are you getting married?
I'm getting married 9/26/26.
Okay, so you got next year then. All right. Well,
yes.
we're expecting an invite here. Just send
no,
it over to
literally.
70 Commercial Street.
I will, and I will update you when we decide on what I do with my last name.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Michelle. Good luck.
See ya.
PXY at work. I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30.
You're at just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.